This decade is nearing an end, and this week a familiar voice will be reminding you how to celebrate. 2000 party over, oops, out of time. So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. Yup, it's him. It's been 37 years since Prince released 1999, but this week the Prince estate will reissue a remastered version of the iconic album, this time with 35 previously unreleased tracks. We wanted to talk about the decision to release this record, so we've called Michael Howe. He's the archivist for the Prince Vault, and he's with us from Nashville, Tennessee. Michael Howe, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Could you just tell us the basics for people who are unfamiliar with the role? What is an archivist? What is your role?
Sure. Well, the overarching thrust of the job is to organize and preserve Prince's audiovisual legacy, his vault. And the, you know, extension of that is to be the kind of the A&R guy for everything that comes out of the vault. So I'm responsible to some degree for contextualizing and presenting Prince's life's work. It's a pretty daunting proposition, as you might imagine.
So I think most people who followed Prince know that he was notoriously protective of his music, both the released and the unreleased.
Yes.
He had this long-term public battle with Warner Brothers over the rights to his masters, and you know, he sued Facebook users for linking to unauthorized music. So I think the question,
yep,
for some people is, if he wanted these songs to be released, wouldn't he have done it himself? I'm just wondering, like, what's the rationale for the estate releasing these songs now?
I think the idea is to shine a light on the entirety of Prince's creative legacy. And there were at least a couple of times during his life where he mentioned that he thought the contents of the vault or some portion thereof would be released at some point after he was gone. So to that, you know, using that sort of guiding principle, we use our best judgment to present the things that we think are the most appropriate for specific creative eras of his life. In this case, it's obviously the era of 1999.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to just assert that greedily, a lot of our fans would love to hear these songs and are super excited about it. But I'm wondering,
yeah,
if anybody doesn't feel that way. Have you gotten any pushback on this?
I haven't gotten any direct pushback. I know that, you know, the Prince fan community has very strong opinions, and there are, you know, it's very, very large. And I'm sure there are some people who, you know, who think philosophically that a lot of these things should probably stay in the vault. But I think the overwhelming majority of fans and musicians and people who are interested in the, you know, in the history and artistry of, you know, a guy who's on the Mount Rushmore of music really should and deserves to be heard.
So let me play a bit of a song called Teacher, Teacher. This is one of the previously,
sure,
unreleased tracks. Here it is. Okay, I'm just going to sit here and let it wash over me. How did you decide what to release? Or maybe you can tell me what has gone into the process of selecting this. I read, and is this, you can,
sure,
confirm this is, that Prince had enough unreleased songs for an album every year until the 22nd century. Is that true?
I would say that's probably true, yeah. You know, it's an enormous amount of work, you know, that he left behind that he didn't release, not all of which obviously will end up emerging, I would imagine. But there's, you know, a tremendous amount of stuff that correlates with, you know, particular creative periods in his life. And the way we decided to proceed on this one, as we do with everything, is, you know, kind of the guiding principle is to approach these things with the completeness and respect and integrity that Prince himself would demand and that his body of work deserves.
Well, thanks for letting us pull you away from that task just for a little bit to talk about it.
That's such a pleasure.
That was Michael Howe. He's the archivist for the Prince Vault, and he joined us to talk about the planned release this week of a remastered 1999 album plus 35 unreleased Prince tracks. We're going to go out with one of those tracks called Rearrange. Michael Howe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. Rearrange your